Shirley Smith has joined me in studio, and today we're going to talk about, or she's going to talk about, I'm just going to listen, parenting tips to survive the summer. Shirley, you're most welcome.
Thanks, Declan. Yeah, the summer can be a long time for parents, and children and parents can be out of routine, and you're trying to think, what are we going to do? How are we going to stay sane, that everybody's still friends by the end of it? So hopefully these ideas are just some ideas to have a successful summer, or at least a fun-filled family summer that's not going to cost the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. And the costing the earth is important, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose everything's so expensive these days, and children don't really remember how much we spend on them. They remember the feeling of having fun and the very simple things. If we think back as adults, what we remember from our childhood, it's how people made us feel when we were with them. And, you know, like, I don't know about you, but I look back at my summers and think the weather was always fabulous because you tended to do fun things on dry days. So it is just about the creating those warm fuzzies and banking in memories that will last, and you don't need to spend a fortune to do that.
No, and especially in the weather at the moment, like, because you don't, it means you're not locked up inside in the house all the time either, and that makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, outdoor play, definitely. Everybody's in a good mood, I think, when the sun is shining. But yeah, with school, I suppose, finishing next week, we thought this would be a really good topic to try and get parents, if you're a parent, to think and plan ahead. What we'd say is keep a different but basic routine that provides security and makes it easier to return to school time routine when the time comes. So your routine in the summer is going to be different. It's not going to be the same as the summer. As a school, you know, you have to get them up at a certain time, whatever. But if you can keep a certain routine, so certain things be the same during the summer months, it does make it easier then when it's the end of August and they're going back to school. It makes it easier to go back into the summer, into the school routine, if you keep a basic routine in the summer. So what we'd say is agree a set bedtime and stick to it. To aid sleep, remove devices from bedrooms and bring to your bedroom to support children not feeling tempted to get to go and get them when you've gone to bed.
Yeah, so it's important that you know where those devices are, rather than that the children can duck downstairs when you're asleep and bring them up. Not that any child would do that, may I say.
Well, lots of children have told me they do. So, and it just means, particularly, teenagers, they can be chatting to their friends on their phone till 4 and 5 in the morning, do you know? And then their sleep, they almost become nocturnal, and then it becomes really difficult to go back to school then in September. So agree a bedtime. Like, either with your partner, if your children are very young, or if you're on your own, think of a bedtime that you want for your children given their ages. And you might want it to be a bit later than it's been when they've been at school. But stick to that bedtime then, because our brain needs it. Like, children's brains, like, when they sleep, they're growing, they're developing. So if you have a set bedtime, it's like, and you keep to that, even if it's a different or later bedtime than when they're at school, it's going to be better for them. It'll help them to sleep during the night. And if you take technology out of it, it's going to encourage sleep. They can read a book, they can, you know, do all things that encourage sleep, but not that being on devices wakes them up. The backlight, the activity that, you know, the thinking that you do when you're on a device, it just wakes them right up and keeps them awake for longer. So that's the bedtime. Morning time, we'd say discuss and agree as a family what time you're all going to get up. So like, some mornings you might have a place to be or an activity planned, and you might decide the night before that everybody's up at a certain time. Then you have the early riser children as well, like, you know, thinking about blackout curtains and things like that that help children to stay asleep and wake up rested, you know, in with the bright lights coming in.
Yeah, you see, because, I mean, as I said, the longest day of the year is coming up fairly soon now, you know, so, and we do have an awful lot of light time.
Yes.
So it's hard for them to adjust to that suddenly, you know.
Yeah, so, the blackout blinds really do help. But with teenagers as well, agree a set time that they're going to get up, that they have to be up. And try to stick to it, even if everyone's in pyjamas. It's better to be up, face washed, teeth brushed and hair, you know, or yeah, teeth and hair brushed. So you know what I mean? They don't have to be fully dressed, but they have to be up.
Teeth and hair brushed, but not with the same brush.
No, exactly. And think about your top three priorities today. So write down each evening, what are your top three priorities for tomorrow? And it'll give you a chance to feel like you're getting stuff, you have stuff done or you've thought about stuff. So rather than thinking about all the things, like you might find household chores, paying bills or all those kind of jobs can go a little bit, can feel a bit more stressful when your children are under your feet, you know. But if you think the night before, what's my top three priorities tomorrow? Jot those down. It's going to be more manageable than, you know, waking up and thinking, what are we going to do today? Or what jobs do I want to, what household jobs do I need to get do and what fun time things do I need to plan? Low cost, no cost ideas. So like what I, as I said before, you don't have to spend lots of money to have fun. Spending time outdoors, exercise, art, baking. Teens can do projects that take longer to complete, like building a birdhouse or whatever with you. And then children these days have so many toys. What I would say to you is divide up your toys and put a toy box away. This is like for primary school or preschool children. Have a toy box that only comes out when the children are bored and it's lashing and you want them to have a fun day. So the rainy day toy box. So gather up all the toys they already have and split them in two and put one box that only comes out when it's raining or when they're bored and they're climbing the walls because everybody's indoors for whatever reason. You don't need to go out and buy new toys.
No, no, because as I say, I know that when my grandchildren sometimes go up and stay in my mother's house in Ennis, the toys there, believe you me, are ancient and absolutely wrecks the toys. There's wheels missing off things, but yet they think these are new toys and they think they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, it's because they don't see them every day. So if all the toys that are available to them are on offer every day, they lose interest in them. And then you'd see parents like wanting to throw out toys or whatever a lot. But what I would say is gather up toys, put them in a box and put them away. And they only come out on, you know, on rainy days. They're going to play with them and have fun. You can visit the library. There's like great books and activities that go on in the library during the summer. Google Bernardo's Heart, Mind, Body. And up will come a load of ideas that support children learning in fun ways about mental wellness and social skill development. So, and they don't cost anything. Find out what camps, family fun days are going on in y'all. Cumann na Díne and the Community Health Project have great Facebook pages, but also you can pop in to us. We have a four pager. Full of low cost, no cost ideas for children over the summer. And we also have a one pager on children's activities over the summer. So if there's things that you want to go, and there's varying degrees of we're looking at the low cost, no cost versions of what you can do. So if parents are looking for ideas, they can pop in to see us and we will print one off for them and give them to them. No problem.
In saying that now, where do they pop into?
So we're on in 2 New Catherine Street. So we're above Dr. Carmel Whitford's surgery.
Or Declan O'Callaghan's old surgery.
Yes, exactly. You will see the plaque on the wall.
Yes, the side entrance.
Yeah, the side entrance. And just press the button that says Bernardo's. And we have the drop-in clinic every Tuesday. We're open Monday to Thursday. And we have the drop-in clinic on a Tuesday where you don't need an appointment, and we're going to be open all summer long. So
yeah, and can we just talk about, I know we're talking about the other stuff now, can we just talk about that for a second though? People can just, if they have a worry, if they have a problem with their children, they can pop in on a Tuesday morning, because a lot of people don't know this exists, you know, and it's important, I think, to get it out there because it really is a huge help. They can just pop in and sit down and talk to you.
Yes, yeah, and they don't need an appointment.
Yeah.
And we're there all summer. So then the other thing I thought that might be helpful is to talk about some feelings that children express that we find challenging sometimes, and what ideas you can do, what you can do. So if your child is grumpy, maybe a little bit, feeling a little bit angry or frustrated, movement breaks are ideal. You need to burn off the energy. So angry feelings create an energy in our bodies, so we need to burn off that. So like for preschoolers, getting them to pull the empty the washing out of your washing machine, that sensation. Or like primary school age children, they can hoover, you know, that sensation of hoovering. Or even if like going outside and running it off, going for a walk. Like if they're angry and frustrated, they have an energy that you need to help them burn off, to help the them feel return to calm again. So if you want them to get help to return to calm, then you do activities that help burn off that energy.
It's an awful pity they can't do ironing, isn't it? But anyway, we won't go there.
No, but that's not a burn off an activity. It's not the kind of, we don't want any children injuring themselves. If you're feeling frustrated yourself, it's important that you take a break and tell your child you need time to calm down and you'll be back in 10 minutes to start again. I can't emphasise this enough. Like, go to the bathroom or go outside and hang up the washing, whatever's going to help you to have that 10 minutes to be able to take breath and turn the day around. Because sometimes when we're frustrated, we end up saying or doing something that we later regret. Yeah. So you're far better off popping to the loo and taking five and turning the day around again. If they're tearful, so if they're upset about something, bubble blowing, so getting some washing up liquid in a pot and, you know, the ladle that you might use for vegetables that has like the slits in it, you can pop that into the pot and they're great bubble blowers. If they're not great at bubble blowing, they can swing it with their hand and bubbles will come out. Any kind of water play. So getting them to wash their toys or popping them in the bath.
Yeah, that seems to be a great one, isn't it? Just, you know, if they're sort of anyway fractious at all, just pop them in the bath and suddenly everything seems to calm down again.
Yeah, it's soothing, you know. Water is soothing. Offering a drink of water, giving them a cuddle. Any sensory activities like baking, art or, yeah, having a bath, they're all really good for helping a child to soothe if they're tearful. And telling children that all feelings are normal and helping them to work through the feeling rather than suppress it, the feeling will pass more quickly when you do this. So if we kind of ignore it and think, oh, they're getting a bit frustrated, but they're going to come around, they'll be fine. If we ignore it, they can actually end up an explosion of feeling. Whereas if we let them, help them to burn off the energy, they return to calm. Technology. So children and young people are, some, not all, but some can be addicted to technology in the summertime, and it can be hard like to get them to interact with you. And just remembering that the more they're on technology, the less chance or opportunity they have to use their social skills to communicate with you, to talk to you about how they may be feeling about different things or to express themselves in other ways. Like, we're not saying take technology out of it, but just watch how much technology, and is there times of day that you decide as a family that's going to be technology free, such as meal times or bedtime. Like, they're the two basic ones. Like, meal time is great because if nobody's on phones, including you as a parent, if your phone rings, everybody's chatting and it just gives opportunity to check in and discuss and talk about different things. And it also reduces the risk of children experiencing online bullying. You know, they might be getting messages or whatever. So having technology-free breaks is really helpful. Any questions or, you know, if people are feeling that the summer has gone a bit awry for them, they can always pop in and see us. Like, we'd love to see them and we're there all summer. So, and as I say, we have resources and ideas. So if people are feeling, crikey, I know Shirley talked about low cost, no cost ideas. But I wouldn't, I'm not very imaginative, or I don't know what that would look like. We actually have like it full how-to instruction on lots of different fun ideas that don't cost anything or cost very little, or you're using recyclable stuff that's already in your house.
That's a brilliant idea. When did you devise those?
It's just come up from parents asking for them. So we use them in our after school care and stuff. So we decided that we'd make a handout so that parents could pop in and collect it if they'd like.
Absolutely great idea, isn't it? I think you've saved a lot of lives there.
Hopefully there's some suggestions there that people like.
Look, Shirley, as always, thanks a million for that. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Declan. It was a pleasure.